OpenAI has just launched their own agentic coding app. So this is a brand new thing you can do. They're trying to keep up with Claude Code, all the vibe coding stuff. They've launched their own app. Today we're going to talk about it. Jaden has actually tested this out, and he's going to share a few examples and things he's done with it. But before we get into all of that, Jaden, do you want to tell them about our school community?
Yeah, our school community is a place where every single week we post exclusive videos, tutorials, and basically what we're personally working on with our own businesses, how we're using AI to grow, scale our businesses, and make money. So if you want to check that out, go over there. It's interesting. This week, we're talking about Codex today and what it does. I am not a developer. So like, take everything, you know, with like a grain of salt. We're going to go over this new developer tool, Codex. Take everything with a grain of salt. I'm not a developer. However, I have been building software for the last 10 years, not as a CEO role, not a developer role. And over the last month, everything, in my opinion, has been completely revolutionized because I can completely code anything I want with all of these new AI coding tools. I use Lovable mostly, but I've tried a bunch of different ones. Base44 is a good one. There's a ton of different ones. And my company, AI Box, we've used Claude Code is the main thing, but our developers use it. That's more similar to Codex. I'll get into the comparison of it all. But what I did want to say is, if you want to vibe code things, if you're not a developer, go check out our school community. We have a whole series where I've outlined how I built podcaststudio.com, which is a clone basically of Spotify for creators, but has tons of AI features inside of it. I built it for myself because I run a lot of podcasts. I have a podcast studio. I have a podcast network. And so I basically just built the ultimate podcast network studio tool that I upload one audio file, and it translates that audio, dubs it into tons of different languages, posts it across different podcasts. Like, it does all of the podcast hosting, distribution, transcription, everything. Anyways, I built this incredible system with Lovable, being a non-developer, and we have a whole tutorial on how you can do that. This week, we created a whole section on how you can, if you have an existing software business, how you can completely redesign the whole thing with Lovable. So there's a lot of cool stuff in there. Go check it out. But as far as what OpenAI is doing, I'm actually really interested in this. Oh, and by the way, school community, $19 a month. So that's a great price for what you're getting out of that to make. I mean, I spent $600,000 on AI Box. I'm redesigning the whole thing with Lovable and explaining how to do that. So $19 a month is a fantastic price. Okay, so what OpenAI is doing right here is really cool. Now, what I will say is, I mean, basically the news here is that they've launched a Mac OS app. So like on my MacBook, I can download this app and use it. But what I will say is, this isn't like a brand new technology. I mean, basically what they're trying to do is compete with Claude Code, which is a really phenomenal tool. But this isn't a brand new technology. They already had Codex. They already had this kind of developer tool in the past. But this is the first time they're building like a standalone app for it that you download onto your computer. Now, Jamie, I guess from your perspective, what's the most interesting part about this?
A standalone app, I think, honestly, is pretty interesting. Sometimes with Lovable, you know, it's because it's a web app, it feels like maybe not quite as, it is fully functional, but I like the idea of having it be its own app. Claude, it's interesting because Claude Code, I feel like, has been the kind of leader in coding, especially AI coding, for the past year at least. Yeah. So I'm interested to see, you know, if you, when you try this out, is it actually useful? Does it create good stuff? How's the design factor? All that. I want to hear all of it. So,
okay. Yeah. And for anyone watching over on YouTube, I'm sharing my screen. You can see all these videos. I think it's linked actually in the show notes of this episode to the YouTube video. So you can go check that out. But, yeah, so I'm sharing my screen of what it actually looks like. So it looks very similar to what ChatGPT looks like. It's basically like a ChatGPT thing, but you're chatting with it and you can select what model, which is like GPT 5.2 Codex, medium, high, or extra high, on how much like reasoning it needs to be able to have in order to create something. I'm so used to Lovable that when I got on this, I was like, okay, this is going to be like OpenAI's response to Lovable, because Google has a competitive tool to Lovable, and there's Base44 and like all these other like vibe coding ones. I will just say, this isn't a vibe coder. This is specifically built for developers, but actually like a lot of people can use this, which I've now learned, because as a non-developer, I've used this, but it's just funny. Like my first interactions with it, I'm sure if you're a developer, you'll roll your eyes, but for normal people that are not developers, this will make more sense. But essentially I was redesigning a page in Lovable, and I wanted to compare Codex to Lovable. I was redesigning a page in Lovable for my SaaS platform, AI Box. it was a really complex page with a lot of features and settings. And so I just said, you know, redesign this page for my SaaS to be more modern, sleek, and clean and beautiful like Airbnb. And I upload like a screenshot of what that actual page looks like. And it's kind of funny. And it's like, okay, that screenshot's a great target, but like, please like let me know, you know, create a thing and like let me know where the code is so I can redesign the code. And I'm like, no, you need to make the code. And so it's like, oh, okay, yeah, happy to make the code. Do you want me to use like one of these languages? And it like lists out all these different languages. And I'm like, you pick whatever coding language you would like to like use. And so it's like, okay, sure, I can do that. So then it kind of did it. And then I was like, I mean, I'm so dumb, right? But I'm like, okay, how do I see this code? I'm used to Lovable where you're developing and then there's a side panel, which is a visualization of what you've just built. And it said like, okay, yeah, you could just like click on one of these links to index.tht.html or index.html. And I guess if you click on that link inside of it, it will open up in your browser and show you what the page actually looks like inside of your browser. Again, to developers, this is probably like common knowledge, but I was just unaware that that was how that works. So, and I know like the whole localhost thing, there's like a localhost thing and it can show you. So anyways, this is the page that it designed for me based off of the other page. Like no shade, because I obviously have no idea what I'm doing or even what I was asking it. None of the buttons click or do anything. So like if you did this with Lovable, everything would like click around and actually function and work. But it did make like a design that closely followed the format and structure of the old one, but it does look more modern. And
they even used the Airbnb colors, it looks like.
And they did use similar to Airbnb kind of like light pinky orangey colors, which is kind of cool. And like a lot of the shadowing designs. Now, of course, nothing is interactive. I think this is just a plain HTML page that like nothing moves or is interactive, but I'm able to actually get a visualization. So like this is a useful tool. Like you can use it for that. Okay. So all of the application stuff out of the way, as far as testing it goes, it's good at design. It's good at one-shotting stuff. It's interesting. I didn't refine this at all. Like if I had this open in the tab, I'd say, okay, now change this button to be like this, change this to be like this. And it would go, and I have no doubt, be able to do everything I want. And I would just have to click that link each time to like see the update. It's not that much. Yeah, it's not that far off from Lovable. And what I will say is this is included in the $20 a month OpenAI tier. And right now, if you get it, it's got 2x. OpenAI tier. Yeah, it's got 2x like how many conversations you can have with it until I think the end of April or something. So this is a great time to go try this out. Lovable, I will say, like to do a redesign on like a site, I go spend like $200 in credits on it. Like it can be quite expensive to go do something where this is $20. So does it have every bell and whistle and feature? Like no, but it's, you know, if you want to get into it and try designing stuff, this is much cheaper. So so far we'll see how much like usage I get out of it, but yeah, I've been pretty impressed with just the use of it so far.
Yeah, I mean, I still think this is seems to be geared towards developers, not so much 100%. Big dummies like me who are just like, yeah, entrepreneur 100%. With an idea. Like if you want to take an idea and turn it into a product, I feel like there's still a lot of hoops to jump through. I could see there being a lot of copy and pasting and host. I don't know. I don't even know how it all works, but I love that Lovable. You can just like tell it what you want and see it and it works. So I don't know. I'm sure it's powerful and I'm sure it does a lot, but for me, I'm not entirely sold yet.
Yeah. Sam Altman talking about all of this. Yeah. And like, I would say this is definitely for developers. I'm like you, a big dummy, like using it and testing it out to see what it's capable of. And like, trying to give people like a general oversight of like some of the things that it can do. But if you're a developer, this is for you. This is a very useful tool for you. If you're not a developer, this probably isn't the tool. Sam Altman said, if you really want to be, or you really want to do sophisticated work on something complex, 5.2 is the strongest model by far. This is ChatGPT 5.2, which is built into this. He said, however, it's been harder to use. So taking that level of model capability and putting it into a more flexible interface, we think is going to matter quite a bit. So he believes, like, I mean, essentially, you could do what I just did on ChatGPT. You could have just uploaded that same screenshot and said, write the code, and it could have made the code. So some of the differences is that, like, you can continue in a local project. You can connect it to Codex Web. I think you can connect it to the cloud. You can connect it to GitHub. You have branches. So you have, like, some of these, like, developer-specific things built into their software. Otherwise, yes, you're stuck doing what you just mentioned, Jamie, which is, like, you could do all of this in ChatGPT. Ask it to spit out code for you and you copy and paste the code into like a code viewer. Like there's literally websites that are just code viewers. If you paste HTML into there, It just has a panel beside it, like Lovable, that shows you what that code looks like. So that's like a real thing. And you can do commits and you can open stuff and change branches. And it shows you how many different lines of code you've written or removed. So, like, you know, you could toggle your terminal. Like, there's a bunch of different developer things built into this that make it more useful. There's automations and skills and different stuff that you can build into it. Now, if you're not a developer, again, I would use Lovable, but they built a good tool, and I think they're trying to go up against Cloud Code specifically and compete with Cloud Code, which is, you know, something that we've written like a million lines of code for AI Box with Cloud Code, I think, so far. So it's definitely an absolute beast, which is, it is the most popular thing with developers. I think OpenAI does have an uphill battle to try to get adoption on Codex. And I think the only way they're going to do it is if they're building custom tools like this. And they're, you know, hopefully going to try to compete against Anthropic on that.
Yeah, for sure. And I will say, though, I'm a little bit surprised that that OpenAI hasn't come out with a product more visual like Lovable yet, because, you know, that's kind of what they did at the beginning stages with, so like Midjourney was the original like top tier AI image generator, but then OpenAI was able to create their own product that was equal or better, you know, depending on who you ask, to it, at least competed with it. And then same thing with Runway and some of the video generation, you know, they created theirs. So I don't know. I'm kind of surprised they haven't come up with that yet. But again, I think, like you said, this is their Claude Code kind of competing product. So
yeah, and I will say, like, as far as this launch goes, it does have a whole bunch of new features that they've just added into this. So they have they're going to allow you, like I mentioned, to do automations. Those can essentially be set up to run in the background on an automatic schedule, with results placed in a queue that you can go and review after when you get back to it. And then users can also select different personalities for their agent. So it could be programmatic or empathetic, depending on like your work style, which, I mean, that seems like probably not that important of a thing, if I'm being 100% honest. I don't really care if my coding agent yells at me, or if it, I don't know, whatever. Right. If it's empathetic, like, man, that's crazy. Anyways, my coding agent is empathetic. Jaden, you are so wise and smart. How good of you. Let me help you with your code. Like, anyways, funny. I do think that the automations is a great feature. I do stuff like that with Lovable all the time, but, you know, that's just whatever. So anyways, I think that this is a great feature. They're doing some good stuff. They're trying to compete with Claude Code. I wish them the best of luck on all of that. And we'll definitely keep you guys up to date on how they are able to accomplish that. If you want to build software, you want to redesign your websites, all of that kind of stuff, go check out the school community. And we have tons of awesome tutorials on how to do it if it's new to you. Guys, thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. We appreciate all of you. Leave a rating and review wherever you get the show. And we'll catch you guys all in the next episode.